In addition to 24-hour coverage on the cable channels and hundreds of embedded reporters filing for everybody from the region, the war is being covered through yet another medium, weblogs, or blogs, as they're known. Blogs are a kind of diary on the web since military action with Iraq began more than a week and a half ago. Dozens of war blogs have cropped up, including one which is supposedly the only electronic diary being written from Baghdad. Charles Piller, a staff writer for the Los Angeles Times, wrote a story about this web diary for today's newspaper. He joins us from his office in Oakland, California. Welcome.
Thanks very much for having me.
So who is Salam Pax?
Well, that is the mystery. Salam Pax is supposedly a Baghdad architect, probably in his late 20s, gay man, who has been writing an online war diary since last September. And it's a mysterious question, in part because he's never revealed enough identifying information about himself to know for sure who he is, or perhaps even if he's for real.
Salam Pax, of course, means peace in Arabic and in Latin.
Indeed it does.
And he's highly anonymous.
He is, and that's one of the appealing aspects of his log, which is that because of his anonymity, he maintains a very intimate, personal tone, revealing a tremendous amount of insight into both his own situation and into the war situation that perhaps would be too dangerous for any Iraqi to express if his identity was known.
So what is how many hits has this site received?
Well, the number of hits, which may seem small by comparison to, say, a news website or a culture website, he's received approximately 91,000 unique visitors in the month of March. But you have to understand in context, weblogs are usually highly personal websites that are really a kind of micro-publishing that generally get an audience in the dozens, perhaps hundreds, but in this case, this gentleman has been able to draw an audience from all over the world, 91,000 unique visitors in 14 different languages. His words have been translated already. So you're talking about a kind of appeal that comes partly, I think, from the fact that he is a kind of a cross-cultural character. He is highly critical of the war and highly critical of Saddam Hussein and his regime.
Well, could you read an excerpt or two of
what
he's written?
Happy to. And here's one that I think captures the angst and the thoughtfulness of an Iraqi who is really caught in a kind of cultural crossfire. So this was written on March 21st, which, of course, was right after the war started. We also saw the latest Sahaf show on Al Jazeera and Iraq TV, and the most distressing Minister of Interior Affairs with his guns. Freaks, hurling abuse at the world is the only thing left for them to do. On BBC, we are watching scenes of Iraqis surrendering. My youngest cousin was muttering, "What shame," to himself. Yes, it is better for them to do that, but still seeing them carrying that white flag makes something deep inside you cringe. So you can see that he's someone who is horrified by seeing his country humbled and also destroyed. And yet at the same time, he considers the leaders of Iraq to be just horrendous individuals.
There are those who suspect that he may be a tool somehow, a creation of one intelligence service or another, or a fiction.
Yes. Of course, the Internet is very much like a house of mirrors when you're trying to figure out who's saying what. Because he hasn't identified his personal characteristics, his name, not surprisingly, there are suspicions that it's a fabrication, in part because a couple years back there was a really terrible hoax that was perpetrated in a weblog involving the diary of allegedly a young woman who was dying of cancer. And actually, it was a hoax, and it disappointed a lot of people who grew very fond of this supposed young girl. Mm-hmm. Since then, people have been suspicious. The problem, of course, is that any sensible person can realize that it would be suicidal for a person to criticize Saddam so harshly from within Baghdad. And so he has to do it anonymously.
We just have a few seconds left. I understand there's been nothing posted on the site for some time now. Any reason why we know of?
Well, I think partly right now we know that the phones are down, largely in Baghdad. So consequently, most internet access is probably down. He's probably also laying low with the understanding that as information leaks out about him, his personal danger grows.
Well, thanks very much, Charles Piller.
My pleasure.
Charles Piller is a staff writer for the Los Angeles Times. His story about Salam Pax is in today's edition of the newspaper. If you'd like to get a link to that Salam Pax website, it's actually www.dryad.blogspot.com, but you can get a link to that website on our website, npr.org. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.